News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
It is wrong to tell off other people's kids, and it leaves me fuming as a mum. So wrote Charlotte Cripps, writer with The Independent UK, and she joins us now this morning. Charlotte, lay out your stall for us. What's the problem with giving out to other people's children?
Well, I just think that we shouldn't be doing it because it's just very rude and impolite. I mean, personally, I have a lot of children over for play dates with my own children, and I have to put up with an awful lot of misbehavior and epic meltdowns, but I don't kind of go around laying the law and giving them time out and, you know, sending them to, you know, sit in the corner. I just deal with it much more sensitively, and I think it's really wrong for parents to take it upon themselves to tell off my children, for example.
Okay, let me play devil's advocate here a little bit. If you are having kids over for a play date, you're in kind of loco parentis then. And if a child is doing something, you know, misbehaving, they're smashing things or they're thumping your kid or they're using loads of bad language around your children or whatever children do that, you know, little misdemeanors that they do, are you not abdicating responsibility not to say, OK, hang on a second, that's not nice. You shouldn't, you know, speak like that. Or please don't hit so-and-so, or please don't smash my mother's prize vase or whatever it is. Is it not, you know, opting out of responsibility to not give feedback to children who are, let's face it, we're trying to train them to be good, decent adults for the real world? Is negative feedback not part of life?
Well, I mean, obviously, if there's a major incident, you know, we need to be able to, you know, deal with it. I mean, you know, I've had, you know, plenty of those as well.
Yeah.
But I think that that's when it is important to not overdo it unless it's a major incident, because, you know, then, you know, if there is a big emergency and, you know, someone's going to, you know, get hurt or, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not talking about being like, you know, hypercritical or nitpicking other people's children, but
yeah,
sometimes
sure.
But you said other people telling off other people's children, it leaves you fuming. Does that mean people have given out to your kids?
Yeah, a lot. I mean, as I wrote about in my piece in The Independent, I mean, I've had loads of examples of especially a lot of dads, actually, who sort of take it upon themselves to lecture my children. And you know, I think I described in the piece when one of my daughters ate from two puddings instead of her own, just her own one. And he literally went completely crazy and we had to leave the restaurant. So I just felt,
you see, that to me isn't even like, that's just kid stuff. Do you know what I mean? I'm not talking so much like that. I totally agree with you. Somebody giving out to your child when you are actually present because they've shared off another kid's plate or something, when your kids do that all the time in families and they don't maybe even think it's wrong. But
yeah,
okay. But okay. So let's say we all agree that, you know, having a go at other people's children over something and nothing is wrong. But are there times when we have to intervene? I'll give an example that happened in my, I have four kids and I said this earlier on the show, my third one was playing with one of their older siblings and their older siblings' friends, and there was a bit of rough and tumble, and my younger child ended up with a dislocated elbow.
Mm.
And I did, I'm just going to tell you honestly, Charlotte, I shouted and roared at the whole room, irrespective of whose child was there, because I was looking at one of my children quite nastily injured. And now, there was no malign intent, it was accidental, but as a mum, I kind of reacted kind of poorly. Like, there are times when you know,
yeah.
And it wasn't pointed at anybody's kids, by the way, it was just at the room, but the room did include other people's kids.
Yes. Well, obviously, if someone's, you know, going to get injured, you have to intervene. But I just think on a more general level, even when children really misbehave, other people's children, you know, it's not for I don't think it's my place to sort of go in and sort of lay the law. And I think it's better to maybe wait until their parents arrive, maybe bring it up, then deal with it a bit more sensitively.
So is that how you think we should do it? A kid misbehaves. Yeah. And you say, well, I'm going to park that. But when their parents arrive, I will say it to the parents. That's quite an awkward conversation too, though.
Well, I mean, the thing is, you have to pick your battles. I mean, I think I wrote about this as well, that, you know, as parents, we all bring our children up in different ways. And, you know, we don't know each other's family rules. And that's why it doesn't work to discipline other people's kids. So, you know, I might have completely different rules to another family.
No,
I mean,
that's totally fair. No, I do take your point, and I think it's very interesting. And I think you probably... a lot of people would feel exactly as you do. But thank you for joining us this morning, Charlotte. I hope you're having a nice Easter holidays, minding your children. That is Charlotte Cripps there, writer with The Independent UK. Let us know what you think. Disciplining other people's kids, no-no or yes-yes? 087 1400.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.